You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Tune in to News Channel 5, the new TV home of the Cleveland Browns, every Sunday at 11 a.m. to catch Inside the Cleveland Browns, hosted by Sarah Carnes and Dustin Fox, followed by an all-new Dog Pound Report at 11:30 a.m., hosted by myself and Andy Baskin. Matt Wilhelm will be with us this Sunday as well.
Yeah, buddy.
Previewing the linebackers.
Linebackers. I know a little something about
Do
linebackers.
Do you?
Just a little.
Just a little.
Tune in, folks.
You obviously don't know football, Matt Wilhelm. Remember that guy who called up and said that? What tape are you watching?
Tom Brady's the best.
What do you know about Aaron Rodgers? Blah. Well, another guy who knows a lot about football is the offensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns, John DeFilippo, and he addressed the media following last week's minicamp.
Shape now that you guys have kind of
I talked to our players this morning about that. I've preached to them to ride the wave, okay? Ride the wave, and I think we've ridden the wave going upward the last three practices. You know, I would say in the middle of OTAs we hit a little bit of a funk for a combination of a couple things. First off, you know, it's a credit to our defense. I mean, they're really well coached, they have good players, and they have a really good scheme. So, you know, you're always one step behind because they have so many wrinkles in their defense that, you know, they come out and then you have to get it fixed, okay? So, you know, once we've kind of caught up to them, and I think, you know, we've reinstalled everything for a second time in this mandatory minicamp, I think you've seen the last couple practices, you know, us, you know, like yesterday in the red zone, we have four plays, we score three touchdowns. I mean, so the last two or three practices, I think you've seen it come together. It's not where we want it to be yet. But I've liked the progress we've seen in the last three practices.
What percentage of the offense has been installed, or has it all been installed?
You know, pretty. I would say about 90%. You know, the only thing that really hasn't been installed yet are the things that you do in training camp, the special situation type things, where like end the game. For example, like there's 6 seconds left in the game and it's fourth down, like sprinting out and throwing the ball out of bounds, things like that. You know, you install those things once a day in training camp. But from an X and O standpoint, from a run game standpoint, it's about 90% in.
John, Mike Cuttings talked about finding identity, like for the offense. Obviously, you guys know you want to, you know, run a lot and do play action, things like that. But just in terms of kind of narrowing it down, throwing out what you don't do well and really focusing on what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we've chipped away at it a great deal, and it's been a little difficult, to be honest with you. From a personnel standpoint, we've had a bunch of guys out in spring. So whenever you have, you know, a few starters out, you know, arresting Joe, that's part of the plan. But whenever you have, you know, Alex Mack out, Travis Benjamin out, some guys like that, those second-team guys have to go up to the first team, and now your third-string guys are probably playing a group up than they should early. You know, against a dang good defense. So we're getting there. I'm really excited. I'm hoping we can get some continuity early in training camp so we can even find that out even more. But, yeah, we're getting there.
Hey, Joe, I know you knew McCown before you got here, but you just talk about the kind of offseason he's had, number one.
Yeah, I've been very, very impressed with Josh. Josh and I talk about it all the time. He's a better quarterback now than he was in 2007. I think he's much better. And again, I don't like to speak for the players, but I think he'll tell you the same thing. I think I haven't seen anything from an arm strength standpoint, from an athleticism standpoint, to tell me that his game has declined at all. He is much better in situational football, a much smarter quarterback than he was in 07, and that comes with time. He's played a lot of football. So, you know, I've been very, very pleased with Josh. You know, obviously the intangibles with Josh are as good as any quarterback in the league in terms of his leadership, in terms of being a good person, in terms of his work ethic. All those things that you're looking for in a starting quarterback, Josh McCown has.
How does he kind of – I mean, first of all, you mentioned the athleticism and the arm, and I think we saw some of that the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
But then how does he stabilize kind of like the offensive group just from maybe a personality standpoint? You know, he doesn't talk about competition. He just kind of takes – seems like he's even keel.
Yeah, he's very even keel. And the thing Josh has done a really good job of that, he helps guys get lined up. I mean, I have to kind of – hold him back a little bit and have him concerned about doing his own job, okay? And that's when he has, you know, peaks and valleys in practice sometimes where he's worried about the 10 other guys and not himself. So I've been preaching to Josh all spring. Number one, you need to worry about yourself in playing quarterback for this football team and trust that these guys, these other 10 guys on the team are pros and they're going to know what to do also. So that's kind of what we've been with Josh. Josh has been, like I said, been everything we thought he was going to be in terms of his leadership, and we just got to keep him going.
Do you get the sense that he has something to prove after 1-10 last year and wants to show people that's not who he is?
No, absolutely. I think, you know, any competitor wants something to prove. I mean, that's why we're all here. You know, we're here to win football games, you know, for this team, for the city, for our owner. And you know, any competitor wants to go out there and have something to prove, whether I think you're coming off a Super Bowl victory or you're coming off a 1-10 as a starter. I think you're always looking for something to prove.
What specifically has Johnny Manziel improved on, since the start of this offseason program?
Well, first off, I think he's improved on his pocket awareness. I saw him the other day for the first time get to his third progression, which was fantastic. We were throwing a post in a corner out the front side. We had a basic cross, which is a 12-yard in cut coming from the backside. And that's hard to do for young quarterbacks, to work from the right side of the field all the way back coming into his vision. So you see him reset his feet and getting back to second and third progressions, which is something I didn't see much of him last season or when he was in college. The other thing that Johnny's done a much better job of is his huddle management. He's getting the play out with confidence. We do have some long play calls. I mean, that's just the nature of NFL football. You are going to have some long play calls. He's gone in there, and he's been like a veteran, spitting it out. We've had very, very few issues pre-snap with him in terms of delay games, forgetting motions, you know, not sending a shift when we wanted it, motion landmarks. So, again, the big picture thinking with Johnny, he's improved a great deal. Has he made every throw as strike point accurate as we want? No, and he knows that. He needs to be a little bit more strike point accurate than he has been. But that will come. You want to work outside in with these guys. You want to work the big picture, and then you can really hone in on what they need to do from the other parts of playing quarterback.
Question about your wide receiver group. Namely, you have veterans in Bowen Hartline, mm-hmm. a young veteran in Hawk. And a couple other guys. Well, Gabriel had some yards last year. You have a little bit of a crowd there. Maybe typically you only have room for three guys to catch a lot of balls in a wideout rotation. What are you going to do about that in terms of if they're all playing decent in camp and preseason?
Absolutely. That's a good question. That's a really good question. And I've talked about it since day one in terms of, you know, with our personnel people. The thing I do like about it is each guy is not the same guy. You know, even though, you know, Taylor Gabriel and Hawk are smaller receivers, they do have two different skill sets. Bo and Hartline are bigger guys. I think it'd be much more of an issue if you had all small guys or all big guys. I think you can still find places on the field for those guys and putting them in situations to where they can succeed on the things that they do well. So, again, I've talked about it with you here. We don't need a bunch of one-trick pony receivers, and we don't have that. I think we did a great job of going out and adding some diversity to that room and body types. So I think when the different types of routes we'll have those guys in for. But, again, I mean, that's going to be a good problem to have, is figure out the competition. And that's what Coach Pettine's talked about. He wants to build his team is through competition. So it'll be really interesting to watch those guys throughout training camp.
Johnson with Crowell or with
Yeah. Yeah, we saw a lot of that. And that part of that, you know, the part of this spring has been really good for us because as coaches, okay, we're all guilty of one thing. We're guilty of always wanting to be comfortable, okay, of always wanting to be comfortable, not putting Cam Irving at center, okay, not putting him at left tackle, not putting Duke Johnson anywhere but at tailback. Because of some of the injuries we've had, we've been forced to put Cam at all five spots. We've been forced to get Duke outside a lot more, as you saw that the last few days, because we've had four wideouts down. So, again, in the big picture of life, everything's not going to look exactly the way we want it right now because we got guys out of position. But come the fall, it's gonna help us. And again, for me, I'm a coach. I like to be comfortable. I like to have a guy at one spot. I like to have Duke Johnson maybe just at H. But it's been forcing us to think outside the box a little bit, and I think that I'm proud of the way Duke's handled some of those things. We've put a lot on his plate. He, you know, like both he and Malcolm, we've asked those guys to do a lot of things that normal rookies don't get asked to do. That F position's hard to play.
That was not out of necessity.
Excuse me?
That was more out of necessity.
No, we were going to do it, but maybe just not as much. Yeah, that was definitely a plan to do that with Duke and get him out there. He's done a great job with it. I don't know if you saw the wheel route he caught on the sideline in 7-on-7 yesterday. I mean, it was a great throw by Johnny, a great catch by him. And we were planning on doing that stuff, but maybe not as much. Like, we had 8 or 9 plays of that yesterday. We called 21 Hurricane with him in there at F. So, you know, it force-fed us to kind of get him going a little bit earlier.
That was part one of John DeFilippo's press conference. Part two will come your way at 2:30. When we come back, we'll react to that. Let's get your phone calls about this offense. Our Ohio Business Machine's hot topics about this offense is, right now, is quarterback still the number one concern for you at that position, even though Josh McCown's been getting very, very positive reviews? And what are your big questions about this offense headed into the offseason before training camp? Let us know. 216-578-0850. Zagura Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You enchant me.